Short daily tips on all sorts of stuff to help you get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. At the moment, we're looking at what goes on inside a recording studio, a voiceover recording studio. However, it could be very, very similar kind of workflow and people involved and hints and tips and techniques and tricks to help you if you're in a radio studio, a TV studio or a podcast studio, whatever it happens to be. However, you use your mouth with a microphone as part of your job, you'll get it covered here. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. We're talking today about guide tracks. Now, in some circumstances, a guide track, a dummy track of someone else reading the voiceover script, may already have been recorded before you actually get into the studio. Now, this is usually done on fast and tightly edited video production. So think of movie trails or promo videos. But it may also be on audio creatives, again, where there's a lot of elements. And it's done so the editors can help shape the item in pre-production, sequencing the different clips together with a clear idea of the overall pace and the flow and the timings and what they'll be after the final voiceover has been added. It's also an audio guide for you, the voiceover artist, alongside the visuals, so you can understand the intention behind the edit and better know what you say and when. For example, where you start reading, where you stop reading, the time you have to say each phrase before you hit a post, what is happening on the screen at that moment so you can match the energy, what your voice is reacting to or leading up to, and the overall pace and tone of the production, all of which will inform your read. And as with talking over music, which we looked at before, your presentation style will be affected by the script, the visuals, and the music, or any other audio element. Before we go, there's a couple of things which I should mention that I've just used some terms there that I can explain in a little bit more detail. I said the time you have for each phrase. Yeah. Often with such productions, the script is simply a single sentence or it's a series of collections of phrases that's broken up with the audio. You know, it might be something like, and I haven't got the full production here, but you can imagine that a voiceover might be alone. Yeah, and then you've got a picture of something. Maybe it's a picture of the sea and a boat there. There could be a rumble of thunder. Yeah, alone, rumble of thunder in the middle of the ocean. Oh my God! Little clip from the video where even the sharks are afraid. And then perhaps you have a bit of thrashing around of a shark in the water. A rowboat with a man. I don't know how I'm going to survive this. A tiger. Rah! And trouble on the horizon. Yeah? Do you see what I mean? What do you think of my voiceover acting? Eh? Maybe not with the animal noises. But you can see, well, you've experienced before, how that kind of montage is put together. Yeah? You've got those various elements, film clips, sound effects, maybe a sting of music, whatever it happens to be, and you are dropping your phrases or words in between each of those elements. Now, if you have, say, 4 seconds in which to deliver 2 seconds of script, the director will advise on whether they want you to either slow down and fill that entire duration, yeah, so spread out your 4 seconds of, excuse me, your 2 seconds of dialogue over 4 seconds of silence, or speak in the middle 2 seconds and leave a second's gap at the beginning and at the end, or start immediately and then leave 2 seconds gap at the end, or start after 2 seconds and talk to the start of the audio clip. Do you see how you need to have that kind of direction from a director to help you understand where to start and stop speaking? Okay. Also, I mentioned a post didn't I? Yeah, a few moments ago I said the time you have for each phrase before you need to hit a post. What is a post? A post is a stab of music, or it could be a change in musical tone, possibly just even a drum beat at the start of vocals, or any other audio punctuation, which could be a cry or a gunshot or a statement or an explanation, or even an exclamation, the word I meant to say. Again, you will have experienced this particularly in TV and movie trails, which are tightly edited, fast-paced, lots of different elements in there, and voiceover words or phrases just dropped in between each of those audio elements. Hope that makes sense. Tomorrow on the show, getting feedback on your voice. Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow in the episode on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voiceover Voice with me, Peter Stewart from London. I did it the other way around this time.